Welcome to Crowned in His Glory podcast. Kimberly here with you today. Oh, welcome, welcome, welcome. I welcome you and I welcome the Holy Spirit to our conversation today. You know, I'm pretty excited about what the Lord has placed in my heart to just get into a discussion with you about. And I just want you to know that this is going to be part one and there is going to be a part two. So you want to tune back in and catch the next podcast that is Crowned in His Glory, because it's going to be part two of this. And, you know, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for taking the time to come in and listen. I know that God has got some really awesome and amazing things for us today, and especially in this podcast. And I know that He has, you know, put in my heart to really encourage and strengthen you ladies. And you know, I do this every single time that I try to come into this podcast setting with you. And I want to remind you today that you are a daughter of the Most High, and that you are crowned in His glory. That means He has placed His presence in you and on you, and He walks with you, and you can draw from the wells of salvation, and He will never leave you. He will never forsake you, and He will always lead, and He will always guide you. And so I just want to remind you that your daughters are the Most High, and that you are His beloved. He loves you. He cares about you. He wants you to thrive in life. He wants to be your all in all. He wants to have intimacy with you on a consistent basis. And you know, what more could we do? You know, we were created for worship. We were created for intimacy, agreement, and partnership with our very Creator. So He wants that with us. So anyway, I just want to remind you that if this podcast has blessed you, if there's anything in these podcasts that you just think, man, that was really awesome, man, that touched my life, I'm asking you to please do me a huge favor and share this podcast with others. And also, you can find us on our YouTube channel. All of our podcasts are live on YouTube channel. So please share those. Please help us be a media missionary and share. You know, in this world, there's so many things that are going, you know, into and around us, and so many opportunities to share the word of God. Praise God for media to share the word of God. Praise God for this opportunity to come before you and to just pour into you, ladies. But I want to just help me out with that if you can. And let's just dive right into what the Lord has in store for us today. And Holy Spirit, we just say thank you for being with us. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for leading and guiding us into all truth. And so, Father, we just rely on you who is the creator of us. And thank you, Jesus, for coming in and paying the ultimate price so we could walk in victory in our newness in the kingdom of heaven. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What I want to get into today is just this. Ha ha. I know you may go, well, okay, Kim, but it is walking through the storms. Walking your way through the storms. You know, and even as I say that, I just want to remind you, there was a Red Sea that was parted, and there was a walking through out of Egypt into the promised land. And so I just want to encourage you today, there is a walking that's going to get you through the storm. And in this, man, I know that God is so good to us, and He loves us. And let me tell you, there have been times in my life that I have said, and I, just so you know, I have my hanky with me today, just in case, but I know that there are times in our life that we see storm all around us. I mean, the enemy is raging. I mean, he's a blowing, the winds are blowing, the rains are coming, the swirling is happening, and there is an all-out storm. But let me tell you, our God is faithful, and He wants us to walk through the storm. He wants us to look at the storm and say, peace be still. Peace be still. And you know, in the example when Jesus was in the boat, and I mean the disciples, man, the storm came upon them, and he was actually in the bow of the boat, and he was sleeping. He was, that storm was just rocking him to sleep. I love to say it that way. I don't know that for a fact, but you know, I mean, the storm was coming and he was sleeping, and all of a sudden the disciples, they went down and they had to wake him up and said, hey, there's a storm, there's a storm. And you know what he did? He went up, he saw the storm, and he said, shh, peace be still. Man, that is for not only me, but it's for you today. Peace be still. You know, the storms that are happening in the United States of America and other nations, we as daughters of the Most High, we rise up and we together say, peace be still. Shh. The releasing of the Spirit of God. Peace. Peace be still. But how do we walk through? How do we choose to not be moved by the storm, but keep our eyes, man, fixed on the Lord? And we know that we're going to get to the other side. We're getting to our promised land. We're getting where he wants us to go. How do we do that? And so I have three things that I really want us to look at. And I don't know how far we'll get today in the time we have. We may look at a couple of them. And I don't know, maybe we'll just keep looking deeper and deeper into them in the next episode. But here we go. One of the main things, and these are the ways that the Lord has personally talked to me about this is, I'm sharing with you how he has shown me how to walk through to the other side of storms in your life. And let me tell you, there have been multiple storms in my life. I mean, the enemy, he's like a raging, he's raging. I mean, he tries, he's constantly looking to see who he can steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus has come that we might have life and we might have it more abundantly. The enemy is constantly looking at us and he's trying to see how he can affect us. But you know, we choose today for him not to affect us. We choose today to say, we're going to choose the kingdom of God and we're going to trust in the Lord with all of our heart, and we're going to lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, we're going to acknowledge him and he's going to direct our path. Oh man, he's going to direct our path. I mean, he's going to direct our path. And so in all of this, the first thing that I want to encourage our hearts to is this. Choose what you're going to focus on from the very beginning. You know, there is something called living on the offense and living on the defense. Well, let me tell you, I like the offense better. Even in games, you know, the offense is where the points are made. They're pressing, they're moving the ball. They're getting score on the offensive side. We don't want to live defensive. We don't want to live defensive of what the enemy is doing. And you know, one of the key things to not being on the defensive and living on the offensive is to keep ahead in the spirit in prayer. Man, oh boy, that's a huge one. That is a huge one. And I can tell you, I know in my life, and I know in the years, even the last 5 years, you take the last 5 years, and not only have we been encouraged and strengthened, but even our own pastors, Pastor Paul and Karen Brady, you know, one of the things he loves to say is you should always be ahead in prayer. Well, We should. And it's a good reminder. It's always a good reminder, because that was something that years ago in our Bible college, we were actually, you know, so blessed to have someone that spoke into our lives. I mean, Mark and I are both graduates of Rhema, and Mark's class was the last class that got Brother Kenneth E. Hagan full-time, and my class got him part-time. But when he was there, there were things that he imparted in his stories and in his teaching that I will never, ever forget. They're foundational taproots of my walk. And I look at, in fact, let me just say this and then I'll get back, but I feel like I'm supposed to share this, but it's my testimony. You know, in February was my 30th college class reunion. 30 years ago, I graduated from Rhema Bible Training College. And so we had our class reunion in February. And up to February, probably a month before, there were some transition things that were happening. And I was before the Lord, and he began to remind me. And this is just how good God is. He began to remind me of the heritage of faith that I had. And I was so blessed. I mean, I was so blessed. I was brought up in a home that my parents' quest was to love God and to honor him and to teach my brother and I the ways of the Lord. And so I was saved at a very early age. I was saved when I was 6 years old in a vacation Bible school. And I was filled with the Spirit just supernaturally and a Holy Spirit church service when I was 8. And it began a walk with me. From that point forward, I began to look, and my walk with the Lord, my walk with Holy Spirit was something that I look now and I think, man, I thought I knew things and I'm still learning things. You know, his mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. In all our getting, get understanding. He constantly is renewing us. He's constantly revealing to us. He's constantly moving us forward. And so I began just the month of January to just look at how many people had imparted into my life. How many meetings as a child I was privileged to be in because of my parents. How many Holy Spirit-led meetings where the Holy Spirit was in demonstration and in power. I mean, I saw those things. I saw the hand of God. I remember there being a time that my parents, my dad, I mean, he wouldn't normally do this, but he felt impressed. My mom, he looked over at my mom, and my mom agreed, but he pulled over and picked up a hitchhiker. And that hitchhiker got in the car and began to speak to my parents. And my parents began to speak to him. We dropped him off at a stop about 5 miles up the way. And that man got out of our car, and when we went to pull out, we all turned around, my brother, myself, my mother, and my father, and that man was gone. Don't be surprised to entertain angels unaware. Don't. In this day, in this time, man, angelic intervention is going to be front and center. I believe that with all my heart. But all I'm saying is that what a heritage. And then what a blessing. I mean, I had people pour into my life. I think about Miss Deborah George. I mean, she was a youth minister to me and to my brother. And I remember things that she poured in. I mean, to this day, she is still on the streets, winning souls for Jesus. She instilled something into me, a heart for souls. Like, I don't know that I'll ever have someone else pour into me as much as she did in that arena. And the love and the tenacity to stand firm and to keep going, no matter the obstacles in your life, you just keep moving. She's a great example of that. Then I think about all of the ministries that we were privileged, Mark and I, as pastors of a local church, to have in and out of our church over the years. I mean, men of God that have thriving, powerful ministries to this day. And then to have two elders in the faith the last few years, last 5 years about, that we pastored, to have two elders in the faith. I mean, they were in their 75s, almost 80s, you know. They came, and on a monthly basis, we had a Holy Spirit just outpouring in healing ministries, and also a forum, Our Master's Workshop that was in demonstration teaching the moving of the Holy Spirit, especially in a local assembly. All of those things. And then the fact that God chose to put us into places in the nations and the contacts and the people and the men and women that have poured into our life, and we've been able to pour into their life. You know, what awesomeness. What awesomeness of His faithfulness. And you know, in all of those seasons, there were storms. That's my testimony. But there were storms. There were things that came, things that I look at now. I mean, there was things as a teenager and into college that I walked through. There was abuse. There was things that happened in relationships that I was not aware were going to happen, but God took me through it. So ladies, I know what it's like to have things happen to you and you realize, oh my goodness, what and how and how do I walk through from that? Well, I can tell you, you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. And then to get married and to walk in to all of the ins and outs of coming, the becoming one, I can tell you how God supernaturally walked us through that storm of just two rivers coming together, because that's really what it was. And then the storm of losing children and miscarriages and knowing that children were in heaven, and then the storm of walking in two different pregnancies with two different scenarios, but having to believe God for those children and having to believe God for those children to come into life and to have healthy lives, and then to have a young child born with something that a blindness in an eye, and walking through God supernaturally the storm of medical and God's supernatural coming together and seeing healing and deliverance. I mean, He's walking free to this day. And God is faithful in every way, doesn't take a medication. God is faithful. And so then to navigate through the storm of transition and restarting, and God saying, okay, now it's time to have this door open in your life and you're to walk through and enter into this room. And it's a room you've never been before, and there's very much uncertainty and things that are not, you're not aware of. But how do you keep moving? So here's what I want to say in this. The first one, in all of that, in all of my testimony, because this is really where the rubber meets the road. What do you choose to focus on? Do you choose to focus on, and I can't pick one up here real quick. Do you choose to focus on the Word of God? Or do you choose to focus on what is all around you, the storm, the wind, the rain, the whirlwind, the emotion of it all? Do you choose to stay steadfast and unmovable, and knowing this, that His Word is the final say, knowing that the Spirit of God in every way will unlock you and will move you into greater things in the Word by the Spirit? And knowing that the Spirit is leading and guiding you into all truth. So it's the working of the Word and the Spirit constantly in a two-sided coin, working constantly together in your life, just like a two-sided coin. the Word and the Spirit. Not one without the other. You've got to have both, and they have to go together, because they go together because it's the empowerment of the Word by the Spirit that brings life to us. So how do we walk through and get our way through a storm? The first thing is focus. What are we focusing on? And I want to go into this scripture here, and I just know that God is faithful and He's going to help us. I'm going to just give you a couple of scriptures that I know that that is going to just, okay, so here we go. Isaiah, okay, let me hold on just a second. Which one do I want to go to? Let me go to, okay, Isaiah 26, verse 3. And I'm going to read it from a couple different translations or paraphrases. Let's look at the Amplified Classic first. It says, "You will guard him and keep him in perfect, constant peace, whose mind, both its inclination and its character," come on, "is stayed on you, because he commits himself to you, leans on you, hopes confidently in you." Come on, somebody. We hope constantly. We lean into him. We lean on him. Okay, so here's the Passion Translation. It says, "Perfect, absolute peace surrounds." Come on, I like that part. "Surrounds those whose imaginations are consumed with you. They confidently trust in you." They confidently trust in you. Come on, they constantly, and how does it say? They are consumed with you. They confidently, confidence. We have confidence in him. We confidently trust in you, Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, so we choose our focus. So first off, we have to know, what are we focused on? We're focused on him. Come on, we're focused on him. Okay, and let me just go here to Philippians, because this is another one that I really want us to just kind of look at here, and y'all just be patient with me as I'm doing this with my iPad right now today, because I thought it would maybe be a little bit better, but let me see. Verse 14, Philippians 3:14, and it says, this is the Passion, "I run straight for the divine invitation of reaching the heavenly goal and gaining the victory prize through the anointing of Jesus," Yeshua. Come on. "So let all who are fully mature have this same passion. And if anyone is not yet gripped by these desires," come on, "God will reveal it to them." So here's my point. Is, and I'm gonna look at this in the Amplified Classic as well, because my point in that is that we press towards the goal, which is the high calling of Jesus. We press, we keep pressing, and as we keep pressing, it doesn't matter where we are. I know that version talked about the paraphrase of the Passion says, you know, that we. Until, you know, we're mature, the mature ones. Well, let me just say, we can constantly become more mature. That doesn't ever cease. That doesn't ever go away. We keep moving. We keep going forward. We keep pressing. And as we keep pressing, then that mark, come on, we press towards the mark. So here, this is Philippians 3:14. I'm going to read verse 13 and 14 in the Amplified. It says, "I do not consider, brethren, that I have captured, made it my own yet, but one thing I do. It is my one aspiration, forgetting what lies behind. And straining forward to what lies ahead. Okay, this is just so awesome the way God works. Forgetting what is behind and straining forward. That means we're in this mode. If you were able to see me, I would be reaching out. I'm reaching out. I'm straining forward to what lies ahead. I press toward the goal to win the supreme and heavenly prize to which God in Christ Jesus is calling us upward. Okay, so he is saying in this, when we see storms, how do we get through the storm? Number one, we fix our eyes on the prize. We fix our eyes on Yeshua, Jesus Christ. We fixed our eyes and we don't let our eyes go back to the storm. We forget what is behind us, all around us, that storm that's raging, that thing that's happened. We say, no, you're under the blood of Jesus, under the blood of Yeshua, and I am pressing towards the mark. I am going forward. I'm reaching forward, and I'm going to fix my eyes, and my eyes are not going to move. They're not going to waver. And if they do waver, I'm going to be quick to put my eyes back on Yeshua. And those two scriptures, Isaiah 26:3 and Philippians 3:14, I want to just leave those with you today. And that is the first way we walk through. We get through the storm. We walk through it. We get to the other side. We get to the prize. And the first way we do that is we choose to fix our eyes on the prize, and we focus on the one who calms the storm, and that's what we do. We look to him, and as we look to him, then what happens? Oh my. When we look to him, no matter what, we can say, shh, peace, be still. Peace, be still. Jesus, Yeshua, you spoke to the storm and you said, peace, be still. So I'm fixing my eyes on you. The total, absolute shalom that is in you, I am looking to that, and that's where I'm fixing my eyes. So I hope that this encouraged you. Please join me again on the next episode of Crowned in His Glory as I go into part two of this. You don't want to miss it. I've got a couple more things that I really want us to look at in regards to going through the storm. So remember, you can check us out at SpelmanMinistries.org and see all the resources that we have online there. And I want to make a little intro. I haven't really talked much about this on Crowned. I may have mentioned it, but I really had it in my heart to mention about Mark's book. And Mark's the one who wrote this. It's kind of a compilation of 28 years of life, ministry, walking, understanding, and a divine reset of how God has taken our family. There's seven mission goals that are in here, not only that are to us as the ecclesia, but as to us as individual homes. You can apply those into your daily family life. And I am telling you, you don't want to miss getting out on this book. But this book is available on Amazon. It's also available on Kindle. So you can do that to get it right now. So anyway, just wanted you to know it's a place for you. And Mark was like, he doesn't normally talk a lot about this. We do occasionally, but he doesn't on podcast. And I told him every podcast I was going to be on over the next month and a half, I was going to talk about his book. So anyway, if you know him, and you listen to this podcast, send him a message on Facebook or text him and say, hey, I heard about your book. Kim's doing what she said. So anyway, ladies, I just want you to know that you're a daughter of the Most High, and you know that you can get through any storm, and you just keep your eyes fixed on him. And until next time, know I love you, and know that you're crowned in his glory.